It is 3:32 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. Again, if you are just joining us and you are a Hillsborough resident, good news for you. The town just lifted the boil water advisory for portions of the town, the portions that were affected by the boil water advisory. So that's been lifted. They did that about 15 minutes ago. So back to normal in Hillsborough. You can use your water as normal again, and fingers crossed and knock on wood and do every other superstitious thing you have to hope that that's the last water crisis we have to go through for some time. We've had quite a few in the last week. We're joined now by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, kind of speaking of which, because the town of Chapel Hill and Carrboro are still
recovering. We're just loving our water.
From,
yeah,
we yeah,
love
we're
our,
using
we love
a lot
our
of
water.
It now, right?
Please,
yeah.
The water's safe. Come on in.
Yeah. I like that. We were talking with, was it Meg McGurk a couple days ago, and they're using that as the hashtag
yes.
now, the water's
yeah.
fine,
the
come
water.
On in.
Yeah, the water's fine. Come on in. We
like
want to
it.
Make sure people know. We also just want to keep saying thank you to everyone that was involved in helping get us through this. We have some amazing staff from all the different departments, the county, the town of Chapel Hill, the town of Carrboro, the town of city of Durham, and then Hillsborough and Chatham County, all those that helped jump to help us get through this water crisis. There were a lot of community partners involved. We are evaluating how communications went. The OWASA staff was right on top of getting it all fixed and helping us work that out, but we all partnered together, and yet we still know there's things we can do well better, but we did a lot of things well.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say we got the numbers in from the hotels. The hotels suffered about a $472,000 loss for that weekend. That's huge, just huge. So a lot of our businesses suffered losses. So I'm asking citizens to come on, eat out, frequent our businesses, do things.
We got staycation, Valentine's Day coming right up.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Stay at the Carolina Inn, so. El Palio. Or don't stay at El Palio. They'll probably kick you out when they close. But stay at the Sienna right next door.
So we have Shimmer going on Friday night,
yes.
A good excuse to come downtown and eat out and wander around, see the good sights. And then we have the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival next week. It's amazing. This is a huge, this is one of the biggest events in the nation right here in Chapel Hill. So it's going to start next week on Wednesday. It runs for 10 days. There's some amazing talent coming to town.
Emo Phillips.
I cannot pronounce some of these names, so you're going to have to help me there, Aaron. I can do Emu. But I will say, we have new expanded parking behind the courtyard lot back there, and you can walk down Bass Night Lane. We've got more parking available. Come give it a try, and come help our businesses get back on their feet by coming to frequent them. We really, really would appreciate people. If you eat out once a week, we're saying eat out twice this week.
Yep.
I've been eating every lunch out this week and trying to talk to businesses and see how things are going, and they're really, really struggling. This is huge between the ice storm and this, all within a 30-day period. It's huge.
Yeah.
So please, people, let's help everyone out and, you know, give it that extra, go out to eat.
And we always talk about we're sort of moving away from the summer lull when all the students are at home, but you still get a little bit of that because just the population declines during the summertime. And you kind of have that during the wintertime too, when all the students
are
on break. So you've got that period. And then as soon as the kids come back, you've got the ice storm. And then as soon as that happens, you've got the water shortage. So like the more that we can do to support our local businesses, the better. By the way, ncomedyarts.com, if you're looking for information about the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. We're going to have a lot more on that starting next week. Oh,
and we could all use some laughter right now.
Very special.
Everything going on in our world, our state, and our local community, we could use a little bit of laughs to come help support that.
Speaking of which, and I'm looking at the numbers from the hotel, $472,000 just for hotels. Is that just in Chapel Hill, or
11,
is that Chapel Hill Carrboro?
11 hotels, Chapel Hill Carrboro. Carrboro has the one hotel currently. Just in Chapel Hill
Carrboro,
in the
Hill
water
Carrboro,
district.
For a couple of nights.
Yes.
And that's $472,000. And that's those businesses, but that's also all of the residual spending for the community, for restaurants, for shops, for...
We don't have the restaurant and bar numbers in yet, and still, we have been told estimates of about $1 million for the weekend. And when we have a big game weekend, like playing Notre Dame, a school like that, you're going to have a lot of outpouring. And we have a big game tonight.
Yep.
And when we win, we hope you frequent that. Be out there frequenting our businesses and being prepared. But we're going to cheer our basketball team on so that we'll have another national championship.
And hopefully do it from a local restaurant or bar or
why
something
not,
downtown.
Why not come watch it? Why not come
Perfect
watch the
place
game?
Perfect place to do it. Head down to Chapel Hill.
It's also
a good reminder, though, $472,000 in really less than a weekend, because the hotels were starting to open back up at the end, how important tourism is for Chapel Hill Carver. Like, that's a really stark number to think if we just lose the business from one weekend, that's $500,000 just in terms of the hotels and then the restaurants and everything else on top of that. So when down the road in Raleigh, they're holding a press conference saying, hey, we really need to repeal House Bill 2. Why we really need to repeal House Bill 2, because the fact that we're losing events and things,
that's the impact right there. You will hear it from all our hotels and our restaurants and our event venues. They will tell you the people have called up and said they're no longer willing to come. They're scared. They're making a stand. They feel like they're making a stand against this HB 2, but it's hurting our own local businesses, and it's really hard. And our local businesses are our local community. They are our own community members, so we're hurting...
That's not even counted in the hundreds of millions of dollars that we count when we count the losses, because those are just the events that we know are pulling out and how much they bring. Right. But people deciding not to come to Chapel Hill for the Notre Dame game, we'll never know.
No, we won't.
Except for the fact that we know that there are a lot of people who are making that decision.
So, as again, we say, all are welcome here.
Yes,
so
yes.
Come on
okay,
in.
So back to good stuff.
Okay,
so we've got that. We've got ways to support your local businesses. North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. There's a Duke game tonight. Great time to head out and about. Valentine's Day is coming up, so a lot of great reasons.
Hey, I just came from a ribbon cutting at Table.
Nice.
Our nonprofit that helps give food to families who are in need, mostly students. And they moved into a new space, 209 East Main Street in Carrboro, right across the line there. But a nice new space, a lot more room to sort things, a lot better for them to get the incredible work that they do in our community there. So that was really fun to be there. Our library foundation is coming forward on Monday to bring the town council a check for $150,000 to help expand the patio at the library so they can hold more events for citizens and people who are wanting to have events at our library. And it's going to be a great, incredible expanded space. So,
is that the outdoor patio they're talking about?
Outdoor patio.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be really cool. I spoke at the Avis and Young Commercial Real Estate Forecast event, and it was fascinating to hear about what's going overall in our community. The health of the commercial industry in the region is really strong. We have a low vacancy rate compared to the rest of the nation. There are buildings being repurposed. There's this rumor out there about a couple of big warehouse sites being converted into IKEA. That has been confirmed.
Yes.
So there's interesting vibes about doing that, how you repurpose. They talk about Wegmans coming into our community and being reusing an existing commercial space. It's hard to find those big retail-oriented businesses anymore because of the change in the market. With Amazon locating a huge distribution center. My husband said he got a package yesterday in 7 hours.
Wow.
That he ordered online.
Is that the one in Virginia that they're talking about?
They just got it here. I mean, and so we're getting one
in the
Triangle area. So this is going to really change retail, which is hard on our retailers in this area. But it's a disruptor, as they call it, coming there. But all these things that are going on, people are building less space per employee in their office space. So even though our office space is growing, it means more companies are coming because each company is creating smaller and smaller spaces and having like an area for employees to have a ping pong table or whatever, but the cubicle, the small spaces, the work tables, those kinds of things. So it's a change in the market, but we're in very healthy shape right now.
That's good.
So that was good. That was very good. We had our work session last night on mobility and walkability in the Ephesus Fordham, and our consultant, Tony Cease from Durham, was able to talk to us and give us visuals about guidelines he thinks that would help improve the outcomes, the things we're looking for in that district. And all over town, but it was just very interesting. And I attended the police department promotion ceremony this week. It's always fun to see our own officers getting promoted to take on the leadership roles that they've worked very, very hard for. And we have a new assistant chief,
Salisa Lehu.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
She's wonderful.
She's going to be on the air in a couple of weeks, actually.
Full of really good energy. Yep. But it's always a heartwarming to see the families and the officers and hear the stories behind why they want to serve in Chapel Hill, and they represent our values so well. Mm-hmm. And so having them in leadership positions is really good. So we like that.
Very cool.
I talked about, and we got Shimmer. My husband will be out there doing that. We loved it last year. It was a lot of fun.
This is another great reason to head downtown for Friday and Second Friday Art Walk just in general. But this is going to be one of the better ones of the year because this cool light display and the weather's going to be nice. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Come on down.
Yeah. The water's fine.
The water's fine. And the lights are beautiful.
There you go.
So, All right. But that's what's been going on. It's been a crazy, crazy week.
Very cool. All right. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, anything else coming up that people ought to know about?
We have a meeting on Monday night. We've got a lot on the agenda. We still have some development projects coming forward. And then we're going to get an update from Go Triangle. We're looking at the station planning areas and the bus and rail investment plan. So those are the main topics. So there's some other topics. You can always find our stuff on the webpage. I will say a special reach out. If you did not get a phone call from Owassa about the water situation, it means you need to update your information on their site. The contact information, you may have given them a landline a long time ago, and now you don't have that anymore. You have a cell phone number. So if you didn't get a call, I highly recommend you update your information and put as many numbers on there as you want to put on there, because it is a great way to contact residents in our community. When there is any kind of emergency like this or other kinds of emergency, they have that call bank there.
Yep.
And they use, you know, it's a computer software that runs through all the numbers and makes all those calls. So I highly recommend, we've been hearing, I didn't get a call. Well, you need to check out, because they called all the numbers they had stored.
Yeah. So. And I know the Owassa went door to door to all of the businesses that were affected and told them when the do not use order came that they needed to shut down. Did they then go door to door in reverse when the order was rescinded?
No, it was mostly done by communications, and we're trying to work, instead of saying rescinded, we're trying to say water's now safe, safe. And so we met with the business community on Tuesday morning to talk about how we message it better to them and to develop a sort of a different set, because there were questions like, you know, we wash all our sheets and we did all this, and what does that mean? Do we need to throw stuff out, the ice and all that kinds of things? So those are the kind of information that they need. There was a lot of work done by our Human Services Division to reach some of the populations who don't speak English or it's not their first language, our refugee populations. There was a lot of door-to-door in that kind of sense. We really need to look at how we handled our businesses, and we're going to make some improvements in those areas altogether. So between the Downtown Partnership, the Chamber, they made phone calls for us, and they were back out there talking about getting and making the phone calls, you can come back. And then the health department went business to business trying. They made the phone calls both on and off, and then they had to actually physically appear at a few that hadn't shut down because they didn't understand the message.
Right.
Or the message got left on a voicemail somewhere. So there was a lot of person-to-person contact. It's amazing the system was back up and running in 26 hours. And it's very disheartening about the losses that were suffered. But all in all, it was handled really, really well and quickly. But like I said, you can always learn from going through this.
And we just, as a community, get together and help those businesses out.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, townofchapelhill.org. By the way, if you want more information about the town government, that meeting coming up on Monday, you can get the full agenda there. Mayor Hemminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 3:45.